Hello, and happy February, happy Valentine's Day, and happy upcoming Vasantpanchami. I'm going to speak about all of these things first by just thinking about Venus, the planet Venus, and Valentine's Day. You know, Valentine's Day comes, according to the Jyotish calendar, Valentine's Day comes right in the middle of Saturn season. We've had already a month of Capricorn. This is now the beginning of Aquarius, according again to the Jyotish calendar, according to where the sun is and where the planets actually are in the sky, according to astronomy and the astronomical calendar. And I feel like Valentine's Day comes right in the middle of Saturn season for a very good reason. First, Venus and Saturn are very good pals. They're good friends. But also, you might say that Saturn represents hard work and duty, patience, delayed gratification, effort with a detachment, lack of attachment, non-attachment to the outcome. Saturn has much to teach us in terms of hard work and in terms of discipline and commitment, endurance and integrity, honesty, reliability. Saturn is a good, fair player. He's the farmer of the archetypal system. Venus is one of the ministers to the court. Venus is an advisor. Venus advises on matters of beauty and matters of love. So she's an ambassador. She's an advisor and a wealth manager. Venus relates to everything that makes life inspiring and delightful. She is the beauty and the bounty of nature itself. She is the undulating lines of an open field. She is food. She is the aromas of flowers. She is everything that makes you feel happy on a sunny day in nature. That is Venus. Venus represents, you could say, some of the highest spiritual values. The spiritual value of love, a heart that is open, generous, forgiving, connecting, a heart that seeks justice for all, a heart that has compassion, agape, and beauty. Beauty stops us in our tracks, brings us to the present moment, makes us take a deep breath in and pause for a moment, just observing and feeling, and in an instant feeling that we are one with all that is gorgeous and glorious, beautiful and bountiful, mighty and majestic. And so I think it's a welcome time for us to think of St. Valentine's Day as an opportunity, an opportunity for us to just stop in our tracks, stop digging, stop working, stop turning the soil, stop building. Okay, sure, maybe those things need to get done, but let's take a break. Let's pause and smell the roses. Let's pause and breathe the fresh air. Let's pause and for a moment see all that is beautiful, all that is loving in this God-saturated world of ours. This is a beautiful time to stop. This is a beautiful moment to take a pause. This is a beautiful reminder in these winter months that spring is coming. And I feel like that's why Valentine's Day was put here on February 12th, for those of us who have been living winter now for many months, to remember that spring is coming. I also think it's fascinating that Valentine's Day corresponds very loosely to this tradition in India of Vasant Panchami, which Vasant is spring. And so it's the invitation to spring. At this time, apparently the mustard fields go into bloom, and so fields across India are all yellow. People wear yellow. People put saffron in their food to make yellowy rice, for instance. You could add turmeric too. And so it's a time when we are looking towards spring. We are awakened to the possibilities of awakening again, of renewed life. I think now at this time, when so many of us have been at home you know, for almost a year now. This is a very, very welcome invitation to feel the stirrings of your own heart, to feel the seeds of divinity within that deep, rich soil of your own beautiful soul, and to consider what will grow in the spring. What will I bring light to in order that it may blossom and bloom? And the Vasantpanchami is also, interestingly, Saraswati is a symbol. Saraswati is celebrated. This is February 16th this year. It's different each year. And it's interesting that we now have four planets, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury, and Venus, in Shravana Nakshatra, which is the nakshatra or the star under which Saraswati was born. So Saraswati energy is around us. Saraswati is inviting us to listen. Shravana is to listen, to take the right ear to your heart and listen in. To listen to scripture, to listen to sacred chant, sacred music, to listen to the silence of your own being. Saraswati does give wisdom, but she gives wisdom that arises from listening inward. So it's a beautiful, beautiful time for us to be following the Devi, following Shukra, following the beauty of creation inward to the silence beneath and beyond, behind. So we get to celebrate the birth of beauty that arises from the heart, and knowing always that these are symbols and representations of who you are in your heart of hearts. Bless you, and thank you, and happy days. Namaste. Om Aim Rim Shrim. Om Aim Rim Shrim. Om Aim Rim Shrim. Om.